Well, hello, hello, hello. Uncle Buck here, and Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is officially in session. Oh, what a show we have for you this week. In my opinion, the Blues Foundation and their annual extravaganza, the Blues Music Awards, is the culmination, the highlight of the blues world each year, usually on Uncle Buck's Blues News. Once the winners are announced, I read all the major categories and who won. But this year, we're going to do something a little bit different that I think you're going to like. Instead of just telling you who, category by category, we're going to bring on the artist that won the trophy and play a song from an album or that contributed to putting that artist in the winner's circle. We're going to kick things off with the male artist that won Contemporary Blues Rock category. That's none other than San Jose, California's Tommy Castro, one of my favorites in the album, Can't Catch a Break.
Listen, people, bad luck and trouble, the story of my life. Struggling and strife. If luck was money, I would have never bought despair. If luck was money, I would have never bought despair. But if heartaches was gold,
we'll be right back.
Tommy Castro was our featured artist on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues with several tracks from the album Closer to the Bone. If you missed that one, go to unclebuc.com, show number 257, archived right there. Moving right along as we salute the winners of the 2025 Blues Music Awards, we turn to the winner of the Acoustic Blues Award, male artist. That would be none other than Kev Moe. Kev on this particular track is backed up by the Old Crow Medicine Show, and the name of the track is The Medicine Man.
Well, it looks to me like the end is coming. Feet's hurt and my nose is running. Friends and neighbors are dropping like flies. Better cover your face, sanitize. Everybody's doing the best that they can. On the medicine man, the medicine man. Well, you better lock your doors, turn on the news. The whole damn world is singing the blues. President lost, but he don't wanna go. Everybody's doing the best that they can. We're all just waiting on the medicine man. The medicine man.
We're gonna give everybody a little dose, but we got to give it to the people who need it the most.
If you dialed in, clicked in, or however you got here, a bit late for this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we're doing something a bit different other than just announcing who won the 2025 Blues Music Awards. We're going to play a track from the winning artist. That brings us to the Album of the Year category, and that was Shamika Copeland's Blame It on Eve, the name of the album. So here's Shamika Copeland from the album Blame It on Eve, a real bluesy track entitled Down on Bended Knee.
If you want me to beg you, baby, then I'm down on my bended knees.
as we go down the list of category winners at the Blues Music Awards, John Primer and Bob Coratore won the Traditional Blues Album Award. John Primer had his name as a winner on three different categories. The Traditional Blues Album Award, Primer was hooked up with a great harp man, Bob Coratore. And here's the title track of the Traditional Blues Album winner, Crawlin' Kingsnake.
I'm gonna crawl into your door. You got everything I want. I'm gonna curl up on your floor. Cause I'm a crawling king snake. And I rule my day. I don't want to catch you fooling around with my baby. Use you to be my friend. I'm gonna crawl into your window. I'm gonna crawl into your bed. Think about the good thing and the word of you I said. Cause I'm a crawling king snake and I rule my den. I don't want to catch you fooling around with my baby. I'm going to use you to be my friend.
Along with the winner of the Band of the Year award, Rick Eastran has been out there laying down the blues since the early 1970s. Recently, Rick Eastran signed up with Alligator Records, put out an album entitled Rick Eastran and the Nightcats, The Hits Keep Coming. From that album, Rick Eastran and the Nightcats had a pretty big hit that got played all over the blues world. Song called The Circus Is Still in Town. Here's a track I really think you're gonna like. Winner of the Band of the Year award, Rick Eastran and the Nightcats, and You Can't Stop the Blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rick Eastran and the Nightcats!
People, I'm tired. laughing hand to mouth. And I know if you're working for a living, honey, you know just what I'm talking about. Did you get your little job out or work hard every day? Got to be a damn fool to think you're gonna get ahead that way. I'm tired of living hand to mouth. Living, honey, you know just what I'm talking about. They fly the rules around, they get your little check, huh? They ain't hard to pay your bills, cause Uncle Sam done took the rest. I'm tired of living hand to mouth. And I know if you're working for a living, honey, you know just what I'm talking about. Check this out. On the keyboards, one time for Mr. Lorenzo Farrell. Give it up. Come on. Yeah. Back here on the drums, the eighth wonder of the world, D-Mar, Derek Martin. Give it up. Come on. And on the guitar, the amazing Anderon, heavyweight champion of the guitar, Kid Anderson. Give it up. Oh, yeah. Now, rich folks eating cake. Old folks get the crumb. You out there eating steak while I'm living like a bum. I'm tired of living hand to mouth. Ooh, I know if you're working for a living, honey, you know just what I'm talking about. Yes, I'm tired of living hand to mouth. Of living hand to mouth. And I know if you're working for a living, honey, you know just what I'm talking about. Oh,
Hey, this is Sue Foley, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing that with me?
UncleBUC.com.
Got it. Thank you, love. The Coco Taylor Award, Traditional Blues Female Artist, was won by none other than Sue Foley. Sue also took home the Acoustic Blues Album Award, great album entitled One Guitar Woman. Before that album was released, I got to hanging out with Sue Foley at one of her concerts about halfway through the show. Sue just pulled up the stool and got out the acoustic guitar and laid down a couple of tracks from her, what she termed, an upcoming album. Oh, and did she wow the audience with those tracks. So here's Sue Foley, a multiple Blues Award winner, with a great track from her award-winning album, One Guitar Woman. Put an ear on this one. Sue Foley and Oh Babe, It Ain't No Lie.
One old woman, Lord, in this town, keep on telling her lies on me. I wish to my soul that old woman would die, keep on telling her lies on me. Work all week, honey, I bring it on to you. Honey, babe, what more can I do?
Sue Foley, by the way, was the featured artist on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. If you'd like to pick up on a little more from Sue Foley, check out archive show number 231 on UncleBUC.com or the Uncle Buck Plays the Blues podcast. It's always kind of interesting to me to see who brings home the bacon in the Best Emerging Artist category. Winner of that category in this year's Blues Music Awards was Piper in the Hard Times. Great band. Fronting the band is Al Piper Green, along with the Hard Times. Home based out of Nashville, Tennessee, the group had a big hit record, rode high on the Billboard Blues chart in 2024. Album was entitled Revolution. So here's the Blues Music Award Best Emerging Artist Award, Piper in the Hard Times, their song from the album Revolution, Heart for Sale. We're going to take a little pause for the cause at this time, but coming up in segment two, it's going to be kicked off by the winner of the Guitarist of the Year at the Blues Foundation's Blues Music Awards for this year. I'll let you guess who that's going to be. And we're going to be featuring the winners of the categories like the B.B. King Entertainer of the Year Award, Traditional Blues Male Award, the Blues Rock Album of the Year, and the Song of the Year. It's all coming up and more on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey, this is Eric Gales, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Yeah, you want to sing it with me? On UncleBUC.com.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome into segment two of a very special Uncle Buck Plays the Blues show. If you just joined us, I'm highlighting all 15 of the major Blues Foundation Blues Music Award winners proclaimed last week down at the Big Doings in Memphis, Tennessee. And the instrumental track sliding us into segment two was the 2025 Blues Guitarist winner, none other than Christone King Fish Ingram. The track was Mississippi Nights, and that came from that great album, Live in London. Checking back in on the remainder of the artist winning awards this year, next up will be the B.B. King Entertainer of the Year. That trophy was picked up by Castro Coleman, also known as Mr. Sip. Interesting, Mr. Sip was the 2014 International Blues Challenge Award winner, sponsored by the Vicksburg Blues Society. And in 2016, Mr. Sip took home the Best New Artist Award. So here is Mr. Sip, winner of the B.B. King Entertainer Award from his album The Soul Side of Sip. Here is Play It Yourself. Well, I definitely think it's time to bring out a great lady blues singer. Oh, she took home the trophy for Best Contemporary Blues Female. I'm talking about Ruthie Foster. Oh, you're going to be tapping your toe on this one. One of my favorite old Sam and Dave songs. Hold on, I'm coming.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I wanted to tell you, I'm a big fan of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I'm listening all the time, and you can go and check it out on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing it together with me?
UncleBUC.com.
Several winners of this year's Blues Award won multiple awards, like Sue Foley, John Primer, and up next is the winner of the Soul Blues Album. Also, he was the winner of Soul Blues Male Artist. I'm talking about Curtis Salgado. His winning Soul Blues Album was Fine By Me. Here's the track from the album, not only a great track, but one of those titles that makes you grin. Curtis Salgado, Soul Blues Male Singer of the Year, along with a song from the Soul Blues Album of the Year, Fine By Me. The track is entitled, I Sleep With the TV On.
Oh, till I get over you. I sleep with my TV on, all night movies, all night long. Oh, comfort, it'll have to do, but it's all I got till I get over you.
We just heard the Soul Blues Male Artist Winner of the Year, Curtis Salgado. How about let's bring on the Soul Blues Female Artist Winner of the Year, another one of those great blues singers out of Detroit, Thornetta Davis. Had a great album out last year called Honest Woman. Oh, you're going to like this one. Thornetta Davis, Soul Blues Female Artist of the Year. Her song is I Believe.
Everything gonna be alright. Well, my baby up and left me, did me a favor when he did. See, he'd been lying all along about another woman and two kids. I guess he wasn't mine anyway, so I'm not sad to see him go. He was no good anyhow, and he spent up all my dough. Then I seen a smiling soldier, ain't seen his baby.
Oh, we're getting down to the real nitty-gritty here as we go through the list of the 15 major blues music award winners. Here's another one of those multiple winners, John Primer. And Bob Coratore took home the traditional blues album award, Crawlin' Kingsnake. But here's Primer up again, taking home the trophy for traditional blues artist male. His song is The Blues Is All Right.
Thank you. That's all, folks.
The winner of the Blues Rock album was Mike Zito. The Blues Rock award-winning album was entitled Life is Hard, a befitting title, in that the album was dedicated to Mike's wife, Laura, who passed away last summer after a bout with cancer. Quite an album. By the way, we had Mike Zito with tracks from Life is Hard as our featured artist on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. You want to check it out, go to unclebuc.com. Archived as show number 246. Here's the winner of the Blues Rock album, Life is Hard, Mike Zito. One of my favorite cuts from the album, These Eyes.
Yeah. Hey there, Chris Duarte from the Chris Duarte Group. And no matter where you are in the world, you can listen to the blues on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And don't forget, it's
on UncleBUC.com.
Well, at this point, we have counted down 14 artists of the 15 that were major winners in this year's Blues Music Award. Oh, and what a finale this is going to be. It's going to feature a three-time winner of this year's award. I'm talking about winner of the Contemporary Male Blues Artist Award, the Contemporary Blues Album of the Year, and also a trophy for the Song of the Year. I'm talking about Ronnie Baker Brooks. Oh, great album. And here's the title track. Three-time winner, Ronnie Baker Brooks. And the Song of the Year, Blues in My DNA.
Oh, yeah. About a man above. Didn't know he had no money, 'cause we were rich with pure love. Trying to stretch one meal to last us a whole week. Stomachs was growling, my tears was falling down my mama's cheek. I never felt thanks empty from the other side of the track. My looks wasn't that privileged, I had to learn to live with that. I'm not complaining, Lord, I'm just explaining. I got the blues in my DNA. Oh yeah. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Living life with despair. I came a long, long way just to get right, yeah. The hustle is on in streets, y'all, of my neighborhood. Corrupt politicians and crooked cops all up to no good. Paranoia got my head on the swivel as the bills keep stacking tall. I'm trying my best to stay legit, y'all, with anxiety pitfalls. I'm not complaining, Lord, I'm just explaining. I got the blues in my DNA. Well, my grandma and grandpa had them, my mama and daddy too. I can feel the pain from the chains from what my ancestors been through. Lord, please purify this blood running through my veins. Of the blues in my DNA. A blessing in this life I live. The blues has been a lesson to turn bad into a positive. It's gotta get better, y'all, with self-accountability. Reverse the curse that's been casted on me and my family. I'm gonna look into the mirror with this love from this healing. Keeping the faith with every piece I break of this invisible glass ceiling. I'm not complaining, Lord, I'm just explaining. I got the blues in my DNA. I'm not complaining, Lord, I'm just explaining. I got the blues in my DNA. Oh yeah. Oh,
it's a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Oh, this was a fun show to do, counting down the 15 winners of this year's Blues Music Awards and sampling some of the tracks that put them in the winner's circle. By the way, there were also awards at this year's Blues Music Awards for individual instrument categories. I'll be listing those, by the way, next week on Uncle Buck's Blues News. You can check it out on Monday about noon on UncleBUC.com. And Blues News is always in the first run. Uncle Buck Plays the Blues shows, 8 o'clock Saturday night, noon Sunday, Central Daylight Time. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, clicking in, however you got here. I really appreciate it. And if you haven't followed us on Instagram and Facebook, please do so. I'm going to be back next week with another big old buck of the blues for you. Until that time, though, Uncle Buck here saying, may all your blues be on a turntable going round and round.